Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, the 12th day of May, 2020. We're just really 190, roughly, days away from the 2020 general election. Headlines just dominating, of course, the airwaves continuing about the lockdown, about the virus, about the mutations of the virus, about, well, of course, mentioned it here last Friday, H.R. 6666. Just quite the devil of a House resolution, huh? Government surveillance plot of this House resolution. Again, welcome to Hagman, where the truth can't be silenced. You know, the deep state, the members of the permanent bureaucracy, the SES. Yes, I know about that, of course. The really the tyrants who are in seemingly issuing these orders and edicts. It's just amazing to watch. I know all of you out there are looking at this and saying, my goodness, what is going on? I mean, it's just an incredible, in my view, an incredible time to be alive. You've got unprecedented tyrannical powers. And I mentioned last week the word, which really should be the word of the year, panopticon of surveillance, of virtual surveillance, I suppose. I'm telling you right now, it's only going to get worse unless, and I believe this, unless we step up and say, no. And see, folks, we outnumber them. Those public servants, and that's what they are, who want to keep us locked down. Now, look, the virus is real, obviously. The mutations are real. What's not real is, in my view anyway, based on my research, are the numbers, is the method of accounting. It depends on who you ask what the numbers are. Isn't that a little bit odd? I would think so. Again, it depends on who you ask, what source you cite about the numbers. You've got numbers that range, well, you've got comorbidity factors factored into the, propelling the actual numbers or greasing the numbers, I should say. You've got various causes of death, and if the victim of whatever type of death tests positive for the COVID-19 or one strain of the virus, which, by the way, some reasons for testing positive other than having getting the virus. Of course, that counts as a statistic. So you've got all of this stuff going on. And you know what's being not covered? You know what's not being covered? That is, of course, all of the information about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, all of the information that has been developed by John Solomon, Sarah Carter, and others about Obamagate. And I watched yesterday, pretty much yesterday, a little bit the day before, Obamagate started to trend on Twitter, and all of a sudden, poof, no more. And when it came back, there were like a million tweets that were just not associated with that trending hashtag. So you've got social networking censorship in overdrive, of course. Conspiracy-minded people like me, you know, that's like my guest, and he's really not a guest, he's part of the program coming up, Steve Quayle. You know, we are taken to task. We have to fight every single day in and out of the courtroom because we're being accused of, well, you're fear mongers. Hey, there's no martial law in America. How dare you? Hey, I understand the correct and accurate definition of martial law. I understand what a lockdown is, and I understand the difference. Maybe it's degrees of comfort, perhaps, or illusion of security, degrees of the illusion of security. But I'm telling you right now, it looks like it's coming, and it's coming like a freight train. So, anyway. So there's a lot of information out there. I want to welcome right now with me Steve Quayle for the remainder of the program. Folks, I want you to buckle your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and tray tables in their full upright and locked position, because it is going to be one bumpy ride. And I'm talking about the time between now and the end of the year into the next year. And I'm also talking about this program. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, the man behind the True Legends Conference. And by the way, I got this out the other day. The man behind this book, and I don't think you can buy this book anymore. Breathe No Evil. Huh. Ahead of its time. But again, the man behind the conference of True Legends, gen6.com. That's gen6.com. Go there right now. As you're listening to this, go there and register for the live stream, because it is going to just curl your hair, knock your socks off. I'm telling you, the speaker lineup is really second to none. And you don't even have to leave your living room, the comfort of your living room or your office or your den. Plus, you get last year's DVDs, or the DVDs from last year's conference. So you can connect the dots. What a great deal. Go to gen6.com right now, please. I would consider it a personal favor. If you listen to this program, and I'm serious, if you listen to this program and you listen to what I've got to say and what Steve's got to say, you really need to get the live streaming. You really do. Because you're not going to find anywhere else, the information that the guest speakers have. Gen6.com. And by the way, I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm just saying this as a matter of fact that the lineup is just incredible. These people, the speakers are just tremendous, and you're going to just have you won't regret it. I'm telling you that. You won't regret it. All right. Steve, how are you, sir? I didn't mean to impose upon your time.
Oh, Doug, I'm doing amazingly well, as we all have to basically deal with the occupational forces of foreign governments, foreign entities, traitors, treacherous politicians. And, you know, at this point in venture, Doug, it's my contention that I heard you just when I came in a little late talking about you better stand up. You better speak up, and you better decide where you're at. I got an email from a gentleman today. He lives in, I think it's either Orange County or Costa Mesa or someplace, where they're going to run a test on 6666, the House resolution, and he's asking me what he should do if they come to the door and ask him to surrender blood. I told him, don't do it. And he said, what should I do? Well, I'm going to tell him. I haven't responded yet because it came in before we went on show, but post the Constitution, highlight and make it big that you do not submit to blood draws or anything that they have without them first talking to your lawyer. Because we do have still the Constitution in, I would say, the vapor mode, the freedom of unlawful search and seizure. And Doug, this is probably the most in your face. This is the Antichrist play in person. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. The Bible talks about the oldest conspiracy in the world, and that's the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness. God himself declared in Genesis 3:15, he's going to put enmity. That means we're at war. You can't go patty cake, baker's man. Leave me alone, Satan, so I can just stay as I am. It doesn't work anymore. Multitudes in the valley, decision for the day of the Lord is at hand. So where are we right now? The militaries of the world are poised right now on a hair trigger. There's a submarine, Chinese submarine, that's being monitored off the West Coast. And for some of you that denied when China launched a missile from the Catalina or the Channel Islands a number of years ago, I can tell you this. They're practicing, they're getting information, according to my source, not information, but into formation, to basically cause some serious damage. Now, our military's on it. They know where they're at. They're being tracked. And also on the East Coast, coming up from the Atlantic, and I would say this, the South Atlantic into the Northern Atlantic, there's also a Chinese sub. But people don't understand. Iran is moving troops and materials into Venezuela, as well as Russia's already pre-placement of fighter aircraft and their bombers, their nuclear bombers. The situation is very perilous and tense. And you know, Doug, Twitter tatter. You know, let them Twitter themselves into oblivion. Because they won't escape either an attack. Now here, I don't know the timing of this that's going to take place. I got to be on record of saying that. But what more can we say when the Lord spoke to me, and I was on 7 years ago on Hagman and Hagman and all over the place on talk radio stating, before God allows America to be judged in a nuclear attack by China and Russia, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. And by the way, he didn't add on that only with Democratic approval. So the point that I think is important that people understand is even with the newest revelations of the Obama's control and takedown of any further Trump positions or placements in the government, this is the clearest act of treason, treachery, and total, I would call, subterfuge and a rebellion that's ever been done. Now, I would remind everybody in the military and law enforcement that you took an oath to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's been said that a nation can withstand an attack from without, but it cannot withstand an attack from within. Now, why is this important that we're talking about this? My question before the Lord is, God, how long will we basically tarry? If the Lord be God, choose him. If not, then run from him. But you better make a decision. Doug, I believe the circumstances are going to demand that everybody decides where they stand. And those who have failed to stand up, trust me, they'll go down in a heartbeat. The churches and the clergy response teams will be the Pied Pipers of perdition. They will lead their people, their parishioners, on a false understanding of Romans 13 into what I call the slaughter camps, not the FEMA camps, the slaughter camps. And right now, we have the full implementation of the powers that be, their plan, to take down and take over America. Anybody that denies that, I don't care how many, DAs or who was it, Doug, that wrote the 2000 that wrote, Barr? Who was it that were mad about General Flynn? Was it the district attorneys?
You've got a number of people that were angry. Yes. At the level of DA and the federal attorneys. So certain federal attorneys were, yes.
So here's the deal. The implementation of, I would say this, the evidence produced by the living God against this nation, the first part of it is God was going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people, and then the people's sins before a holy God. The corruption that was in the earth prior to Noah's day, and that's why the title of the Gen 6 conference and the return to the days of Noah, cataclysms, the coming judgments. And by the way, people had better understand this is very, very serious. Ancient cataclysms and coming catastrophes. It's one catastrophe right other after another. And it's, I'm trying to be as clear and keep me on track, Doug, as I can be. I do not understand how the denial can be this great. I just was sent by a rancher, a beef producer. He said, Steve, I get 75 cents a pound for my meat. They're charging $14.99. He actually, it'll go up as a picture of the day when Daryl gets into posted. But Doug, a 7-pound roast was $105.
I got the same photograph.
Okay, thank you. I couldn't remember 105. Ladies and gentlemen, you were told months ago on my website, and I talked about it on Doug's show and on my own podcast, the Q Files 2.0, of what to expect in the meat. Obviously, those who continually slander Doug, continually slander me, continually accuse Russ Dizdar, myself, Craig Sawyer, and Doug of the most heinous crimes. By the way, he's been sued and he's gone uniquely silent. And the others out there in what I would call Never Never Land, because no matter what we say, no matter what evidence we provide, they will never, ever, ever admit that, number one, they were wrong, and admit that God uses let's just say this. I didn't come to Jesus because I was a stalwart a child of grace. He ransomed me out of the gutter. I told people I went from the guttermost, not only was my mind there, but my lifestyle was, to the uttermost, forgiven. Sure, God took a while to clean me up, and he's still working on areas of my life. But listen, I don't know why God does what he does. I just know he's God. And I like what Pastor Langford said. God never turns away from us. We can be as close to him as we want. We turn, God never changes. So in this little, if you will, an aside, I want people to understand right now, there's never been a more perilous, more dangerous. You've been saying that for 25 years. I think one of the people that used to talk like that's dead. So maybe they'll find out the validity, seriously, of their comments. But I do not believe there's any fear of the living God in the land. Because if there was a fear of God, the acknowledgement of God, the thanksgiving to God, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in right now. So we're in a total state of lawlessness where each man does that which is right in his own sight. And Doug, that's why you've got judges not interpreting the law, but writing it on the spot. That's why you've got judges overriding the president of the United States. That's why you've got the complete overthrow and attempted overthrow of President Trump. Look, let me share something. I went on record, and you know this. I was on record before Trump got the nomination. I was asked on a national radio program, do you think that Trump will win the nomination or something like that? I said, judging by all the people that hate him, I would vote for him on that. Now, I did vote for him. I do not sanction his lifestyle. I do not sanction his saying one thing and doing another. But ladies and gentlemen, he's doing exactly what I declared he would do years ago. He's the prosecuting attorney for the prostituting attorneys and the prostituting government officials that have sold us out. And if God, just like on the handwriting on the wall in the book of Daniel, if God were to show a spreadsheet, and God's capable of, you know, putting a spreadsheet up of how many of our representatives and both congressmen, congresswomen, and senators were on the Chinese payroll, you'd think that, ladies and gentlemen, you're no longer in America anymore. The infiltration, the exfiltration, the absolute launch of a bioweapon, and Doug, China's on record as saying they believe in asymmetric warfare. Unfortunately, Americans don't understand. That's guerrilla warfare. And when you make war to win. And right now, we can't even deal with COVID-19 and all its variations, except, with gleeful Gates, smiling and almost acting like an imp, saying, oh, we can't wait until the whole world's vaccinated. Of course not. Because never in the history of the world could people really put into context how a third of the life, the planet's life, could be destroyed, and then another third. And you're talking big numbers. You're talking about billions of people dying. Well, that's not a scare tactic. That's the word of the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation is coming to pass. And what I think is astonishing, I just saw another article that was on one of the British papers, and it was taken down. I found it on another link. but talking about the British talking about, are the seals in the book of Revelation being opened? And of course, they mock everybody. Are these biblical times? I wish that every pulpit in America would just post that up on a, you know, scan it and post it on their computer screen, because I don't know what people believe who claim Christianity. I just don't know what they believe. Look, here's the deal. We are at a crisis point. We are at war with China. I read to you Jeff Nyquist's article. When I say I read to you, not your audience, but my audience, pretty much the highlights of that. And China's war machine said 80% of their queried service people, Navy, Army, Air Force, would not hesitate to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. You don't believe that? Then grow the up and basically go look it up. Jeff Nyquist, probably, in my opinion, I haven't talked to Jeff in probably 20 years, but I think he's one of the most astute men that's ever penned an article. And I remember when he was, Doug, interviewing some of the Russian defectors. Go ahead, sir.
No, I think right now we are in the most perilous time in recent history. I would say since the American Revolution, in terms of our the health in of the country, you know. And Steve, we're looking at right now a Cold War. At least in my assessment, and tell me if I'm wrong in this. But what we're looking at that I see is a Cold War with China. That's going to be, well, it's real. I would even say it's kind of a hot war, depending on how you want to look at it, but a war nonetheless. You've got the South China Sea that appears to be a flashpoint. You've got this virus that did come from or through China. It may not have originated in that form in the Wuhan lab, but it certainly was left that lab. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking all of the elements here are softening up the United States. And we've seen really 100 years of communist policies that have served to soften up the moral and political fabric of the United States. So right now we are kind of like an overripe fruit on the tree, about ready to be picked by the communist, at least the Chinese Communist Party, with help from and assistance from others. So that's where I see us, where we're at. And I think that the hour is very short. And I see this, by the way, you know, people send me emails, and Steve, you might want to comment on this too. People send me emails and saying, well, you know, why is God letting this happen? Or, you know, why is God allowing this to happen? Or causing this to happen?
May I address that, Doug?
Please.
Why is God allowing this to happen?
Please.
Since when? And I'm that's their question. Most people who ask that question know not history, know not the character of God, or understand the basis of the blessing of God. The blessing of God is based on the big O word, and that's not Obamit. The Obamit, that's my new word, Obambit, okay? Obama, Obamit. The bottom line is it's based on obedience. We have the entire history in the Old Testament of how God dealt with nations. We have the history of how God dealt with Rome and the empire and why Jesus was born at that specific time. It's because of our sin and our embracing of evil. God even says that he is against the evildoers, and he asks of his people, who will stand for me against the workers of iniquity? Tell me, the people that ask that, have you spoken out about the abortion? Have you spoken out about the child rape and the child murder and the child cannibalism? Have you spoken out about the great injustices done? Do you even care? And that's the point. So, Doug, the answer specifically and as simply as I can say, woe unto the nation that abandons God. Woe unto the nation whose God is the little g of this world. But it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Deuteronomy 28, if you want to know what the curses are versus the blessings are the first, I think, 15 verses, but curses follow. So when people ask that question, it's because God is holy. He has judged Sodom and Gomorrah in the past. He has judged Tyre and Sidon in the past. He judges nations in history and individuals most of the time in eternity. So it is because of America's sin, America's rebellion, America's wickedness, and I've quoted so much from the prophet Jeremiah over the years that the United States now has become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations around us. All the pornography we've exported, all the, you know, really perverted stuff we've exported. You know, I mean, it doesn't tell you much. I saw an article that says when Pornhub is the largest viewed website during the lockdown. Well, I can only share this. It certainly wasn't the Bible gateway online. People have a tendency only to return to the Lord after judgment. And the Bible says when God's judgments are in the land, people learn righteousness. The entire fate of the nation truly was in the hands of the pulpits when the preachers and those who would preach an uncompromising gospel like the greats of faith. But one by one, they've been taken off the earth. Like, for instance, Henry Gruber. That's probably one of the men who had the most supernatural ministry that I've ever known. And during the early days, when I got saved in 1972, I sat under, quote unquote, the biggest names in the world. And I can tell you this, I know of no one who walked the walk or had a greater supernatural experience and the testimony of walking with Jesus. Now, here's the deal. It says when God's judgments are in the land, people learn righteousness. So why is God letting this happen? The answer is more like, why did we let it happen? When he gave us the Garden of Eden, what did we do? We messed that up. When he gives us his promises and we prosper under those promises. And when the flag, and look, son, I don't believe God's an American, but I will say this, any nation that observes and states the Lord, he is God, he will bless. There are certain principles he blesses, and there are certain activities and actions on human beings that bring his judgment. So God is holy. And you've heard, I think it was Billy Graham said, if God didn't judge America, he'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. God's no respecter of persons. So the thing is, when you see the United States is at the point it's at, you have to ask yourself, Lord, what did I do or not do that brought this on? And see, that's the personal responsibility. The same people that ask, why would God judge America? God would say, what have you done to stop the very lifestyles and speak out, stand up against? Everybody I know, Doug, you know, wants to basically, and not everybody that's in your audience and my audience, but everybody in the world, let me separate that, wants everything to go on as usual. And is it any misunderstanding on people's parts that Hollywood is almost all pro-communist? McCarthy was right, and they have theirs, but they don't want you to get yours, and they're going to get theirs, and it's going to be a horrific judgment upon Hollywood and upon that whole situation. 3% or less of the population turned the whole, if you will, LGBTQ, XYZ, every variation, any variation, any combination, any derivation into where the mess is now. The mess lies in the fact that if you notice too, Doug, and I'll be quiet and let you respond, is that the gay people are becoming more militant towards Christians. Seriously, they demanded that Franklin Graham and a Samaritan's Purse leave New York because their values were not the same as their values. In other words, biblical Christian values were not in the same class, and rightly so, as their values. And I know you probably saw that story. Then you have Cuomo, the governor of New York, saying this had nothing to do with God. And look at what, you're right, it has nothing to do with God, except he gives people over. Romans, the first chapter, talks specifically about what happens to men when they no longer acknowledge God, the downward spiral until ultimately judgment has to fall because God is holy. I hope I've answered that.
You have indeed. Yes, you have. And I think it's pretty clear that our actions, I mean, we as a nation must be accountable for our actions, including the moral depravity that we've exported and that we embrace even among Christians and Christian conservatives. So yes, you have. What I'm seeing now, and perhaps we can talk on this a little bit, it's coming out where the pastors across America, there is a government crackdown on the state level against pastors all across America. They hold a religious service, and of course, they're going to be fined. They're going to be imprisoned. In fact, there was one pastor, I think he was cited 25 times for holding church services. He's now under house arrest, and he's forced to wear an ankle bracelet. I mean, the people involved in the attempted coup of our country back in 2014, 15, 16, they're not even forced to do that at this point. This war against Christians, obviously.
Yep. Imprison the righteous and release the unrighteous, whether they're murderers, they're rapists, they're child molesters, they're pedophiles. Hello, to quote the prophet Jeremiah, he said, I think it's Jeremiah, and I could be off here, but Jeremiah or Isaiah, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. And the other thing, Doug, that's happening in this country that is pathetic is this, and I'm going to give the best word I can give to every pastor out there that loves Jesus, preaches Jesus. You need to have the wisdom of Almighty God. Ask him to give you supernatural discernment on who that is of him and who isn't. In other words, it's not enough to say, just see the face of her, but Lord, show me the spirit behind him. Because the two words I'm going to give every pastor in America immediately is go underground. Go underground.
Yep.
What that means is you don't hold churches. If you got a fancy building, sell it. Give the money to the parishioners who paid their tithes to go out and prepare. But go underground. Come up with a communication system. Bob Griswold could more than help the pastors know how to do that. He's been given a gift in that realm. Communications, stealth communications. Ask God, this is critical. Say, Lord, I want you to take out anybody who's wrong in my congregation, because there are spies in the camp. There are witches in the camp. There are warlocks in the camp. But God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to teach me, I'm speaking now for the pastors, here's a prayer, how to discern righteous discernment, not suspicion, not a vendetta, but Lord, separate who is and who isn't of you. A great way to do that, Doug, in my opinion, no Satanist, warlock, witch, or others can say Jesus Christ is Lord and God come in the flesh. When those guys even use the name of Jesus, the devil makes sure they wash their mouth out with blood. And I'm not kidding. That's a sacrifice they have to make. I want to share something. This is a basic thing. Doug, you and I had this talk, 20 years ago?
Wait a second, Steve, before you move on. Eric, can we put that photograph? Now, I didn't get permission to attribute this photograph to the person. Her name is B.A. Okay.
Thank you.
And there it is right there. In the event that you think that Steve or I are making this up, there it is, $14 a pound for a choice rib roast, bone in, no less. I suppose that, you know, but okay, there it is. $105.90. I just want to make sure that I put that up there so people, you know that we're talking truth. And you're going to see that price rise.
Oh, can I tell you something? And well, forgive me. Thank you, Doug, for putting that up. Bless you, Eric. Thank you. You're blessed, Doug, to have Eric.
Indeed.
You know, I have to make paper puppets and funny noises. But the point is that we are at this crisis now. I said there would be no meat in 14 to 21 days. Watch what happens, because one of the things that is problematic is, I've said it, but I don't think people understand this. The farmer gets 75 cents a pound. And you know this because you got that same photo I got, and that's what he told us he was being paid. And God bless you, my brother. May the Lord deliver you, your business, your livestock business, and may God bring purchasers to you at a real price where you can afford to do. The farmers, ladies and gentlemen, they're the backbone of this country. Every single thing that the entities from hell, the vomit brokers from Hades are throwing out is to destroy the farmers. And it was a case of a national security issue when the Chinese bought all of Smithfield Farms. And ladies and gentlemen, when you attack a nation's food growing or producing ability, you have just absolutely begun to decimate its military. Because no matter how much food the military has, they still need a fresh source of this, a fresh source of that. Obviously, they need it. They have to have it. And the design of the United Nations, when they tell me that, you know, you just need, Doug, to eat insects and worms, my answer to those guys is go to hell. You can't call yourself a Christian and say that. Listen to me. You people out there claiming to be godly are absolutely thinking that your silence is the equivalent of holiness. And I'm telling you this, most of the time, it's the equivalent of cowardice. When the Lord spoke to me, Doug, people can either believe this or not. I just put it out there. When the Lord asked me the specific question, Steve, how many people who claim to be followers of me, how many people take me serious when I said that if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father is in heaven? Well, the legalists will say that's not true because we're saved by grace. That's true because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. With your heart you believe unto righteousness. With your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Think Romans 10:9 and 10:10. I wish Pastor Langford, I could always refer to the walking concordance there, and he's gifted with that. But the point is that we have acquiesced to evil, we have become sniveling apologists, we have become friends with the world. Oh, what does the Word of God say? It says friendship with the world is enmity with God. Back to the pastors, to those pastors that love Jesus, to those shepherds and shepherdesses that love Jesus, and there really are female shepherds, guess what Moses' wife did? The bottom line is that it's time to go underground. It's time to go underground. You have to have a way to communicate apart from hell phones. Hell phones, and Doug, let me share this. I have this from the word of some of the most sophisticated satellite designs, communication, encryption in the world. Steve, they want everybody separated by six feet so that they can target individuals more specifically. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling everybody to pray for Celeste. They tried to kill her. I'm not at liberty to tell you more on this, but her house is broken into. She was incredibly sick, came down really sick. And, while she was sick, they ransacked her house. These were professionals. They stole her computer, stole her files, and they poisoned her area. And if that isn't enough, because of Celeste's understanding of the DHS, FEMA, et cetera, and her credentials, they fear her. There is one woman that basically stood against the grain, and God kept her alive. And thank you all from the bottom of my heart. If it's small, good. If it's bigger, great. But the bottom line is, you cannot say that she does not know what she's talking about. She can quote documents and verse. So please keep her in prayer and rebuke the power of the enemy. Rebuke the spirit of death over Celeste. Rebuke the spirit of attack that's over her. Rebuke the curses. Rebuke the attempts of the enemy, and let all of their evil that they were going towards her or ready to initiate against her. Look, they wanted her dead. And unfortunately, the place she ended up in the hospital wasn't a stalwart place she should have gone. And I can't tell you why I say that. But the point, I mean, I know, but I can't tell you. It's not Doug. It's just that there's nothing to be gained in some cases by divulging sources.
All right. And I'm sure we're going to get emails, and I've already gotten emails and comments about this. What her condition now is improving. Although I understand she needs prayers, but
To my knowledge, she's still battling. And to my knowledge, look, she's a single woman, and we need to ask literally the Lord to send his angels to stand around her, because you can't unknow once you know. And once they know, they keep it in mind. So the thing, I really believe in the power of deliverance, Doug. I believe in the power of God's protection around you and I and others. I believe the intercessors are, you guys are responsible for keeping us on the radio, on the podcast, etc. you have been so faithful in praying for us. And that's why I plead, and I truly do. I don't plead in unbelief. I plead in the declaration of God's word that everyone that's listening to your show, Doug, no matter who's on it, as long as they're men or women of good report, I pray that everybody who loves Jesus will be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time, that God will literally deliver you from evil, make you invisible to all evil. But there are some times I don't understand, like in the instance of Celeste, you know. And so, it, you know, everybody wants basically a scorecard on her. All I can tell is this. When God raises her up or God takes her home. And by the way, I'm not at liberty to say that, but she understands her end and she's more than, willing to embrace it. This is not it, but the Lord, I believe, has shown her the end of her ministry when he calls her home. The problem is, Doug, God's people and all of us, and I put myself in that category too, we never appreciate what we have until we no longer have it. It is true of liberty. It's true of relationships. It's true of love. It's true of friendship, you know, all of this. And everybody has now gone into their own camp. And you can't have unity in the spirit because you all get together and listen to Kumbaya around a campfire. You can't. It doesn't work that way. Unity in the spirit is talking about that which is a function of the Holy Spirit that only he can bring believers into. And so, ladies and gentlemen, again, I have to stress this. You're going to have to get individual leading and guidance. What might be right for the gentleman who's in the California city where they're implementing 6666 and going to come and take your blood away. And guess what, Doug? When you don't give your blood away, they come and take you away or they blow you away. Under that bill, they have the license. I was going to say license. That must be Chinese. Oh, but license. Now, that's not a ethnic slur. Look, good night. You can't even call the Chinese virus a Chinese virus. Anybody who says that has got to absolutely be a shill, in my opinion, or on the payroll, because China even admitted it. Its origin was Wuhan. The people I know say it was. The people you know say it was. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you the big, most important thing I can say to you today, what's breaking out in the other provinces of China is not COVID-19. It's a derivation of the secondary virus that reinfects people, and it's the tertiary virus. That means that the incubation period is shortened. That means the lethality of it is increased. And Doug, this is in my opinion, not to scare anyone, but this is the end time plague. And let me tell everybody in America right now that will listen, who has ears to hear, eyes to see. We're going into a quarantine next time that will make this time seem little league. And that's why I've said this about the Gen 6 conference. This isn't just a pitch for it. The subject matter is going to set the stage for the headlines of tomorrow. Just like, I don't know, you were there, Doug. I don't know how many people really believed it when I said, you know, the word normal will no longer be real and it will no longer be effective. Nothing will be normal again.
If they didn't believe it then, I'm going to tell you right now, if they didn't believe it then, they believe it now, Steve. I trust me. And I talked to people in the lobby at the Mansion Theater last year. And they, yes, that resonated with the people that were there. So I guarantee you, as we learn today from the virtual Fauci meeting, hey, the schools are not going to open this fall if they have their way. So go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You never interrupt, and Doug, I prefer that you interrupt because, you know, I mean, I just don't want to go on and on and on, but I know this. I know, ladies and gentlemen, if you have college students, you're thinking about sending to college, stop them now. They'll be away from you if they're leaving state. It's going to be very dangerous because what's going to be offered at some point in the future is a debt forgiveness for student loan, but it's going to go into a program. And Doug, I'm on record as saying that according to my sources, we are having a draft come back. It will be initiated and it will be both men and women. I don't know the age limits and I don't know the parameters, but I can quote, I think I put it up on my website, an alert, even named the general that said that. So I'm not giving secret stuff. I'm just giving you stuff that as an investigator, you do, Doug, you've got to know that evidence is evidence. But denial is the mindset in America as well as lack of accountability. The reason that the devils that are can steamroll us is because we wouldn't take charge of our own life. We wouldn't. We always thought we could have a political solution to a spiritual problem. You know?
It never works out. Right.
And never works out.
Let me ask you, since you're on the subject of the draft, and I believe that to be the case as well, Steve, okay, based on open source research and even talking with the various contacts I have. You posted this on stevequayle.com. And folks, go to stevequayle.com, bookmark that website for all the headlines of the day. And also, you know about the conference, that's gen6.com for a conference live stream. But also, I'm telling you, you got to do this, qfiles.tv, qfiles.tv. Man, that's behind a paywall. This is stuff that Steve talks directly to the people who support him and gives information that's actionable information. So it's good stuff. But so you mentioned about the draft. There was a recent headline that you posted, and that any male of draft age or of military age who tested positive for the coronavirus, COVID-19 as they called it, won't be eligible for military service. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So what's going on there with that?
Well, I think the positive test for antibodies to the COVID-19, first of all, I don't trust any of the tests unless they're double blind and they're known to work. Okay. What that means is you take the test, you have a group of scientists, not the whores that, you know, the CDC controls, and you show an electron photomicrograph of the before and the after. Same thing with vaccines. Shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. And you know, Doug, by creating the crisis of a pandemic in the United States, which isn't, I like the word, whoever coined it was brilliant, plandemic. By creating the fear, they're able to do the obvious. It's a Hegelian dialectic. They created the problem. They're going to provide the solution, a vaccine, and you're going to be the most monitored and dead people on the planet. And this is what I have a new statement, Doug. If you deny, you die. If you are so self-centered that nothing of empirical evidence can change your mind, then understand this, the only thing that will change your position is death. God asks the question, why will you die? Why do you want to die? And that's because it couldn't have gotten this far if we would have stood up. So and listen, how about this? N95 masks and all the, you know, PPE, personal protective equipment that's come in this country from China. You talk about the Trojan mask. You talk about Trojan ventilators. And by the way, ventilators are killing more people than they're saving. When you've got and I'm talking to smart scientists, doctors, okay? When you've got a compromised lungs and your air sacs in your lungs are basically fighting a storm, you cannot pump a box of oxygen in there based on a standard if you're this much weight, blah, blah, blah. They're killing people. And oh, by the way, and Doug, I want to make this claim. Do you notice we're following the Nazi pattern that people in rest homes and in, I think the rest homes are dying at an unusual number?
Yes.
Do people get it that the elderly are dying at an unusually rate? If you go to that, that's the Nazi protocol. That's a Nazi protocol. And that's exactly useless eaters. That is I can't pronounce the German word, but I put it on my website that the point being is useless eaters are being done away with. When I broke the story, I don't know, Project Coast, look it up to make sure I'm telling you the truth. Project Coast, when I broke that story, good night, decade, maybe 15 years ago, and a brilliant scientist, South African scientist by the name of Wouter Basson. And by the way, my film partner in South Africa, Peter, I won't give you his last name, it's on the titles of our elephant film, knows Wouter personally. What he was able to do in the lab South Africa. He could design, and he designed that length of time ago, race-specific bioweapons and genetic tracer bioweapons. If you had any verifiable, if you will, or specific gene, for instance, he wanted to get rid of blue-eyed people, he could do it. Wanted to get rid of blacks with sickle cell anemia, they could do it. And I'm the one that brought that to the public's attention. Now, when I say that, I'm not narcissistic. I am not trying to pat myself on the back, but I give God the glory because that's who has steered me and actually steered all of us, Doug, that have been trying to warn the public. But and I'm going to leave a question. I'll give it right back to you. What y'all going to do? I'll use some Southern slang. What y'all going to do when there's no more of us? What y'all going to do? Yeah, no, I want that. I want that to resonate. I want that to percolate. I want that to motivate. What you going to do when there's no more of us? What you going to do when it's all about you? Who will you look for when there's no voices to speak? Who will give you a helping hand when you start to freak? And freaking out, you take the sheer amount of people on Prozac. Did you notice too, Doug, that the number one medication that was sought were antidepressants during this 30-day lockdown or 40, however many days it locked down?
Yeah, number one. Right behind Jim Beam and, right behind the liquor. Yeah. Or ahead of it, maybe.
Yep. Go ahead, sir.
Well, okay, a couple of things. But by the way, you echoed shades of Randy Conway there in your presentation there. And that's a good question. What are people going to do when the sources for information who are seeking information? You know, our tagline, and I have to credit Eric the Tech for this, is where truth can't be silenced. That's this platform's tagline. What happens when we are silenced, not by our own choice, not by attrition, but or any other means, but by force? And that goes for the same InfoWars platform. It goes for all of the people who are attempting to awaken the public. Then what happens? Now, that's not to, you know, that's just a, and that's a legitimate question, Steve. And I just want to really reinforce that because I think it's important because we still have a voice right now. However limited, or they are limiting it, we still have that voice. But we're watching it just being eroded, and not erode, but being pushed aside. And we see this on social networking. We see this on in any number of ways. So thank you for putting that out there. But I want to go back up just a tad here. By the way, Project Coast that you mentioned, for those people who are not familiar with that, and I'm glad you brought this up because this was one thing that folks, Steve Quayle had talked about this before anyone that I know had referenced this. But if you go back to 1980s and look this up, it was a chemical biological weapons program in South Africa, and it was instituted by that, as you mentioned, Wouter Basson, I think you said that correctly. Look into that. Understand what that was. Okay, and I'm just going to put a period there. But let me go back to what you said again earlier. You said I'm paraphrasing here. If you think this virus is deadly now, there's a tertiary strain or mutation of this virus. If you can expand upon that to the extent that you are able to, and I also want to just in kind of in tandem with that, Steve, I want to bring this up as well: the nursing home issue that follows the Nazi model of genocide or eugenics, I'm sorry, more accurately. If you look at the deaths that have taken place in the nursing homes, the knowledge of the governors, and I would say this with Wolf here in Pennsylvania, knowing the lethality of the elderly, that this virus has against the elderly, made the decision through the Health and Human Services secretary to nonetheless put patients into or back into nursing homes. So this was done with that knowledge. And this happened in New York. It happened in Pennsylvania, Illinois, and other states, California, Washington. So yes, you're absolutely correct in that regard as well. So I just wanted to throw all that in there kind of into a basket because I think they're all kind of related. And again, yeah. You know, go back to Project Coast and start looking at, some of the names associated with that and the roots to the present. Go ahead, sir.
And by the way, I think I spoke his name. I had a South African friend who's my book distributor, Sean, in South Africa. I think he told me it's a voter with a V. So okay. I apologize to all my South Africans. Like, you know, you should try and hear me pronounce Russian stuff. But the point is Doug, Project Coast, now this is such a defined moment and a defining moment in our country's end. Do I believe America will repent? Not until the next event that makes 9/11 look like Little League. I'm sorry, I'm not negative. And ladies and gentlemen, I stand on the record of all the books and all the radio shows I've done. I didn't change my tune. For instance, when I started talking, and Doug, this was 25 years ago, and I was reminded of this today by Daniel Holdings, actually last night. I said the greatest migration in the history of the world will take place in search of fresh water. The last time I was over Lake Powell in the Grand Canyon filming for the True Legends 4, I'm on a quest to make that fourth episode of True Legends because it died kind of midway due to circumstances beyond my control. But the good news is, ladies and gentlemen, it is more relevant today than it would have been had it been released 2 years ago. But when I was over the Grand Canyon and I, you know, in a helicopter, when I was flying over, Lake Powell, and I flew the entire length of Lake Powell. Obviously, if we're flying right side of the, north or south side, obviously east or west, I'm looking over, but we're filming it. Doug, the Lake Powell water source is so low that in one place it looked like it was 80 feet below the high water mark. 80 feet. Wow. California grew so fast, it made so much demand, literally because of the population, for water from Lake Powell and obviously the Colorado River. If I told you the Colorado River, which some people float, unless they got a bunch of snow melt really quick or massive rain, you couldn't float that if you tried. The tributaries are pretty much dried up. The little Colorado River, you might see a little pond here or a little pond there. The desert southwest is going to be so dry that it will make the prohibition look like a drunk's ultimate dream. In other words, there is no water. And one of the problems also I want everyone to understand, my number one concern for all the earthquakes that are going to come isn't just the loss of life. I wouldn't have done what I did in Cascadia. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's being heralded by geologists and scientists. And Tom Horn is on record. And Tom's pretty tough to get that kind of an endorsement out of. But Cascadia is the most important film I've ever done. And the reason it's important, Doug, because no one ever equates earthquakes with broken aquifers. Strange sounds. The guy that puts it out, Manuel Piatet or Pediat. I can't pronounce his name either. Forgive me, Manuel. But the bottom line is that he's cataloged the oceans, areas in the oceans that just dry up, or rivers, or lakes disappearing overnight. Imagine if everybody's pumping water out of an aquifer, which is primarily an underground lake, and you get a fracture or a crack, and that water just disappears. What happens? What happens when 1 million people in California go to get water and there isn't none or isn't any? Well, it's going to make a run on toilet paper at Costco seem like Little League. And the solution I have for people is seriously get a desalinator because there's going to be so much brackishness. They make a Survivor 35. I think they still do. Bob Griswold can get you one. And it's a hand pump unit. You can literally turn brackish or salt water into fresh water. And it's as easy as pumping, but I'm telling you what, you better make sure you hit the gym because it's going to take you a while to make a gallon of water. So, Doug, what happens when the ruptures take place? And here's Cascadia, the big one. And again, Yellowstone is just a distraction. By the way, I'm sorry, I was at Yellowstone last week.
I love that. Late Cascadia, by the way, folks. Yeah. It's a great DVD. Go ahead, sir.
I was at Yellowstone. I flew over Yellowstone Lake. I flew over all the geyser basins. The geyser basins are where there are thermal vents. You've seen them, geyser pools. Some of the most beautiful things in the world, in my opinion. I call Yellowstone God's creative palette. Every color of the rainbow is there. But listen, there's so much ice on Yellowstone Lake that it still hasn't started to melt. Now, this is, what is it, the 12th of May? And the thing that's important to me to know is that there's so much snow in the high country still. And by the way, it snowed. We had a flurry of snow yesterday in Bozeman. And our summer is one day up 72, and then everything goes back to, you know, what I would call freezing. Now, the reason you're seeing subseasonal cool in some parts of the planet is all dependent on the jet stream. The massive amount of volcanic ash emissions from 45 volcanoes that were erupting a couple weeks ago, that all goes into the upper atmosphere and stratosphere, stays there for 4 years, and all those particles block sunlight. So you're killing photosynthesis, you're killing the harvest and the growing season, then coupled with floods and everything else, it becomes very dire. Am I telling people point blank you're going to starve? Absolutely, unless you prepare. And I don't push hoarding, Doug. I push gradual accumulation. And I tell you this, more people were concerned with what came out of their south end than what went into their north end. In other words, you got to eat. And so I just laughed when I saw that. I bet you a lot of those people that spent thousands and thousands of dollars on toilet paper wish they would have bought thousands and thousands of dollars of meat. And that's why I'm telling everybody, you know, you need to go and buy food. I had somebody say, well, I got 30 days of canned food. I said, so then what? You say you're going to count the days down till you die? Again, people don't think. And I think it was one of the German Nazi commanders that made the statement. Maybe it was the head of the Luftwaffe who made the statement. It's a good thing for us, meaning those who seek to rule and to control people, that they don't think. I think it's a I should know his name. But the point is that Goering, G-O-E-R-I-N-G, Hermann Goering, the thing that's important for people is this. You may have disregarded every warning for the last 25 years, listening to me, listening to Doug, listening to those who have been warning and warning and warning and warning and warning, but you can't warn, you can't scorn any longer. You can hate those who tried to give you, even my enemies, Doug, even my enemies, you know, I'll get them now and then on an email. I believe you're full of you-know-what or F you, quail, but at least I went out and bought food. I get those kind of emails. I'm not saying woe is me. I'm just saying, then listen, you guys. Listen to the message. Don't kill the messenger. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, it's something I've found, Steve, and I found this in my drawer. This is from 2014. I don't know if you remember this. Our good friend, our brother, Greg Evenson, is the author of this, America Under Siege. 40 points of principles of self-sufficiency. And boy, I'll tell you what, he was right on the money with this, and he was a forward thinker in talking about preparing, as you just mentioned, about food, you know, about water, and about spirituality. So I just wanted to bring that up and kind of to say thanks, Greg. And for those of you who knew Greg, what a man he was. But very interesting indeed. Q-Files is at qfiles.tv. I would urge everyone to subscribe to Q-Files at qfiles.tv. Folks, please do me one more favor. And it's not even a favor. It's something that I think you should do, because you're going to really want this information. Gen6.com, the live stream for the conference. By the way, that's this week. So,
yep.
You've only got, Steve, 2 days, 17 hours and 50 some minutes from right now. So let me ask you, when's the cutoff for the live streaming? Can they?
I think the cutoff for the live streaming is Thursday night at midnight.
Okay.
Now, let me say this too. If people are going to be out of town, they can sign up for live streaming. And if they don't live stream it, their code will allow them to view the entire conference on video on demand. Okay. I think we keep that up through September. those of you who have ordered the DVDs, I've already got the cover art, you know, and the labels for the DVDs, by the grace of God at the disc manufacturing place. The contents being uploaded today to them. So I want the turnaround. Doug, this is how worried I am about time. I've made this statement. I stand by this statement. The Lord did tell me Branson would happen, the conference. How everything morphed is a miracle. If you understand what it took, and I'm not taking credit for it, by the way, if it weren't for Darren Geisinger, who did an amazing job, if it weren't for Jed Benoit, God bless you guys, if it wasn't for Sean West, these are people, just this live stream, you know, we have to hire engineers that are there on the spot with Sean. Everything happens in real time. So, for instance, when Derek Gilbert comes up first, and all of you that have signed up for the DVDs will be getting another email. We want you to check out your sync and link, because a lot of people don't know how to do it, and we'll walk you through it. But if you should miss it and you've signed up for it, then video on demand means you can go into Vimeo and you can watch anything you want in real time. It's, well, when I say real time, in your time, even though it was recorded in real time. There's a mouthful. The amount of effort put into it was astonishing. Yeah, I think you're going to be blown away. And the people, Doug, that we've chosen, and I believe the Lord provided for us, will give you an understanding. One of the prophecies of the ancient Cumaean Sibyl, which Tom Horn quotes all the time, is that the ancient gods with a little g are returning. The Pentagon calls them the gods, little g, of the Sumerians. We call them the fallen angels. And by the way, it's going to be an amazing presentation of ancient history. And I want to go on record as saying this. The pre-Adamic era preceded the creation of Adam and Eve. I believe the earth that they inhabited, that we are, was 6,000 years old. But I believe the worlds that were prior to that were judged by Almighty God. They weren't human beings at that point. They were angelic civilizations. And when the angels rebelled against God, God literally wiped out that civilization. People say, do you believe the dinosaurs and all the hominids? You know, where does Bigfoot come from? By the way, I got some cool stuff for Bigfoot. I think I won't give the thing away, but a lot of you are going to see some pretty neat stuff very soon, meaning in the next couple weeks. And I'm going to deal in extreme depth with stargates and portals, because all over the world, Doug, I'm getting comments from people that aren't smoking mushrooms or doing any type of drugs, and they're telling me what they're seeing, and I let them speak, so I know they're seeing the real deal. Now, I understand there's YouTube videos of showing lights below the water. There's no ripples. A lot of that stuff is just manufactured, but the orbs, the ORBs, are seen all over the world. Jesse, my a Native American antiquities specialist who lives in Mexico, who's visited the sites of the Aztec alien temples, and he speaks, you know, obviously the language, but he also is got one of the best Bible backgrounds, and he knows how it fits in. When he talks about the orbs that he's seen and photographed, and people all over, especially I think it's someplace in Texas, they call them something, the Mafra lights or something like that. I may be mispronouncing it. But orbs, people are seeing orbs all over the world. And so the thing that is important that people understand is the supernatural deception on earth will come so furiously through the Catholic Church. I want to make this clear. And through the Catholic Church and through the globalists, that they will basically, and they're going to pull it very soon, meaning I don't think they'll wait another year to 2 years, that the aliens created us. And imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, what would you say if a previous pope were cloned and the clone was alive and they have a fake resurrection from him in a flying saucer? What would you say? Would that qualify as a mortal head wound? See, Doug, the problem with us in this world is we watch all the science fiction shows, but we never see the telegram and telegraphing of the theme of them. So the bottom line is when Tom Horn and late Chris Putnam, when he was alive, when they went to Mount Graham where the Lucifer telescope is, and, you know, we should have Eric sometime put up Lucifer, what the acronym is. They could have called it a binocular infrared scanning telescope. So they could call it BIST. But they chose Lucifer, and the acronym is really unusual. Just like the enzyme that, can I say, Lord, how much plainer, Father, can it be when the enzyme that's going to make Bill Gates mark of the beast-like technology until the beast shows up is called Luciferase, L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E. The 666 numbers coming out in everything. The 33, you know, isn't it interesting? 33 million people unemployed. I guarantee you it's not that. But they keep repeating the 33, 33. You know what that is? That's an occult signature. You know what the 666 is? Why, of all the numbers in the world, do they pick 060606 for these things? Well, it's simple. You just basically, they're telling you, we run the planet. And Jesus said, the whole world lies in the evil one. For this purpose, 1 John 3:8, was the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, manifested that he might destroy the works of the evil one. People don't even know, unfortunately most, why Jesus was manifest. Sure, he came to save that which was lost, but he had to get rid of the root. And I think one of the things that Derek Gilbert's presentation is going to do such a marvelous job of, when we use the word chaos, okay, beyond how sometimes I think my brain works, but chaos is an entity. It's an actual fallen angel.
You're right.
Just like death, hell, and the grave are not conditions, okay? They're actual places, and they're actual angels. And so the angel of death, how many times have we heard about the Grim Reaper, okay? How many times have we heard about the literal god of the underworld is Hades? Ladies and gentlemen, as someone who's studied this stuff and written books about it, by the way, Doug, this is a book I never talk about. And I think the Lord wouldn't let me, I wrote this years and years ago. It's probably one of the most important books I've ever written, called Angel Wars. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the publishing name of my company for 25 years has been End Time Thunder. I don't know if you can see that, but it says End Time. Whoops, it's so blocked. No, End Time Thunder. My camera won't show it up. But in Angel Wars, it lays out the whole nature of our fallen history being rewritten and of trying to cover up and cover over until the time of the appearance of the fallen angels. Well, people are seeing all kinds of stuff in the skies, asteroids. Tom Horn wrote the book about the coming apophis, coming about the wormwood prophecies, that which goes into the sea. One of my presentation at Branson, by the way, I got through it without rushing. I had 160 slides, thank you to Daniel Holdings.
Did you get them
and
all? Did you do them all?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yep, and some of the original artwork there was so astonishing because of Greg Semkow. Again, I have to have a picture. I'm a picture guy, okay? And so a picture is worth 1,000 words. You're going to see some spacecraft that will be involved in the Great Deception that come from the Bible, Ezekiel's wheel within a wheel. And these are some of the orbital things that are showing up. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, why would NASA ever kill any feed? In other words, shut the feed down around a space station when, you know, hey, these things don't exist. Back to Tom Horn and Chris Putnam, when they're on Mount Graham, which, by the way, is a Stargate location. One of the things that I've tried to do is show people, and look, I couldn't do it in the amount of time I had. I couldn't do it. Doug, I would need a six-hour introduction just to do the ancient stuff.
Sure.
But what I had is that which was, that which is, and that which will be. And, you know, I think it's going to be unimportant. By the way, I'm the last speaker, and it's because what I'm telling people is not just the ancient stuff, which is the third part of my presentation, even the contemporary stuff, but there's some future stuff. And so when Daniel Holdings, and I want to tell you two things, when Daniel Holdings interviewed me, it was interesting because the other day, and Daniel Holdings wrote this, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever, 4 months ago, when it finally went into print, the interesting thing is, I think it's on page 132 of my book, he reminded me the great earthquake, that earthquake, not great yet, but the 3.1 in the Vatican. On page 132, I said, Daniel, when the Lord gave me the vision of the history, I saw the whole thing burning up and destroyed. I'd never read any Catholic prophecies. I'm not a Catholic. I'm just trying to be a follower of Jesus. I'm not a Protestant. Although I protest, I'm not a Presbyterian. I'm not Lutherans. And please, I mean no disrespect to anybody, but I'm told to follow Jesus, turn your eyes upon Jesus. And that's what I'm doing. So the thing is, on 130 page, on 132, I believe, I made that statement. Now, this was made when I made that statement. It was made, years and years ago when I was on talk radio. And Doug, I sent you, if you remember, a list of things that the Lord had shown me that I was trying to cover at Branson last year. Well, since this time, a lot of stuff is coming back to my memory. And it's interesting that at this point, I think God is saying, Steve, you, and I think he's saying this, you worry too much, and I do worry a lot, and I shouldn't. So people say, oh, if you were really walking with Jesus, you wouldn't worry at all. I can tell you this, I've been walking with Jesus for 48 years, and when you don't have to deal with drones overhead, armed predator drones, when you don't have to deal with looking under your car to make sure there's no bombs, when you don't have to deal with people threatening to do the most horrible things to your wife and children, when you have been there, trust me, your cynicism and your safety, your mushroom people, no, your puffballs, you are marshmallow people. Because here's the deal. We live in a real world. Real children are being butchered. Real children are being cannibalized along with human beings. And ladies and gentlemen, they will bring out at some point the Soylent Green equivalent. Soylent Green, where people processed for a food source. It's going to happen. And again, I say, damn to hell. And I mean that. I'm not taking the names, Lord, vain, but I'm saying send them immediately to hell. Those that are saying, we'll eat our filet mignons, but you guys go out and eat worms, and you guys go out and eat insects because it's a good protein source. I'd like to take one of those guys and literally make him eat a plate of maggots, okay? Maybe he could if he was in Special Forces or something, but most people aren't. Or Nancy Pelosi, the absolute equivalent of Marie Antoinette, in my opinion, saying, look at my freezer and all of the, 13 flavors of designer ice cream? So the rest of the world can't pay their bills. We've been out of work. Most people have been out of work for 40 days at least. And she's saying, well, I have my designer ice cream. Well, good. Because in hell, there is no designer ice cream. And ladies and gentlemen, just because somebody says they pray, look, Luciferians pray, Satanists pray. They're not praying to the living God. Look at the fruit. And then you can probably identify the root. Do you think all this 666 stuff is hokey? You think all these vaccinations are just, to scare us? You think all that? Look at the root of that. That the Bible declares in the book of Revelation that you will not be able to buy, sell, you won't be able to rent or trade except you have the mark of the beast. Where it goes, people worry about, well, I think I'll fight over, does it go on the forehead or on the forehead or on the right, top of your ribs. Excuse me. They missed the whole point, Doug. The point is, this is the clearest. I don't know what God can, and if he did, Lord, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to echo from heaven and trumpet your voice, just like you did when you brought the children of Israel and Moses to the mountain, and your voice literally caused people to have so much terror, okay? Terror. That basically they said, Moses, you go listen to God and tell us what he says. God doesn't go that way. He wants to tell you by the still small voice. I thought, Lord, I understand now the still small voice, because people were terrified. And so when the Lord utters his voice, the mountains shake. When God rises up to come down and visit a nation as he's visiting the nation. By the way, when God visits a nation, that literally means he identifies their sin prior to judging it. And God is visiting the United States. We have become a hissing in the ears of those around us in the world. By the way, Japan now has the most stealth submarines in the world, even over China and Russia and everybody. They have a special lithium battery that only Japan possesses. Japan is in motion at this time. India and China are in motion at this time. India and China will knock it out too, ladies and gentlemen, because China probed their airspace and India sent fighters up and India dispatched their submarines. Now, how can I know this? okay, I can only know this because someone who knows is telling me. And then you've got North Korea, and that guy's ready to go on a hair trigger. Remember, Doug, when everybody said, oh, he's dead or blah, blah, blah?
Yep.
I mean, he's probably got one of the most brilliant guys at subterfuge, I believe, in the history of the world.
You know, I just want to bring this up. You had mentioned earlier, moments ago, about the 25 things. Actually, I've got 19 of them in front of me. Before Branson last year, and I've got a document dated March of last year, March of 2019. So that's, 14 months ago, 15 months ago now, from you about what you expect to be on the horizon. Listen to this, folks. And Steve, you can address any of these you wish, but let me grab a couple here. True biblical Christianity will be forced to go underground. Okay. The visible denominations will give into the mark of the beast. Consider as China's social credit system comes to the United States. Now think about this, because we've got contact tracing that's making the news. This is actually building toward a social credit score. A couple of other things. Retail stores dependent on just-in-time inventory. Middle-class consumers will collapse in specific areas as the country, areas of the country, nothing to buy meats, produce, as nothing will be available. Just two items. One more, very quickly here. Food exporting states will start to sell only within their geographical boundaries. We haven't seen this yet, but that I can see it coming as adjacent states make treaties between each other. And we're seeing this conspiracy, not collusion, but conspiracy, I believe, between states. And I say that knowing the implications of that with respect to closing the states, opening the states, and the conspiracy against against the federal government. So airline travel will collapse. What do we see now with respect to airline? So those are just a few things that you had sent to me that I can actually document by way of timestamp that, banking credit will collapse as barter becomes the order of the day. Black market sales, including weapon sales for bartered goods, will explode. And are we not seeing that to some degree at this point? Maybe not with weapons, but with other things. Remember, you can only limit two, limit four, whatever it might be at the grocery store. The gun store's not open. I've seen things that match what Steve has referenced here. So I just want to bring that to the forefront to let people know that on this stamped document here, date and timestamp, you're right. I mean, you are 100% right. And of course, there's a bunch of other things on there too, but these are the ones that we've seen take place or we can account for. And states will go to war, by the way, over water rights. I thought that was rather interesting considering what you just said earlier. Go ahead, sir.
I think that too, I've always made it clear that one of the things that the Lord spoke to me, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I was the most guttural person in the world. But when presented with the gospel of Jesus Christ, something smote my heart, and I knew that only God could forgive my sin. I sinned at the speed of hypersonic missiles. I partied at a level that was notorious. And I'm only smiling not because of sin. I go, God, you did have a sense of humor. Taking somebody, and when I got saved, by the way, Doug, I was in film and television production in those days. MSU had a really good, still does, but one of the top film schools in the United States. I mean, we've had directors from Hollywood send their kids there to learn how to make films. Obviously, not everybody could afford USC or the American Film Institute or Brooks or what. There were so many of them. But what was interesting, our entire raunchy department, there was only, I think, less than 20 people, got saved except one guy. And he was the son of a famous American cinematographer, an ace guy, ACE. He was the only guy that didn't give his heart to the Lord, but everybody else got saved. and they had transformational experiences with Jesus. And that transformational experience with Jesus, to the best of my knowledge, is still in all of their lives, the ones that are alive. And I get reports from people. So the thing is that I'm asking God to give everybody a transformational encounter. And I've said this, I'm not lying. I don't have what it takes to go through what I know I'm going to go through yet. I believe God will give us at the time we need it, that which we need to go through. I believe it's going to be counterproductive for me to tell everybody what the Lord has shown me. By the way, I'm talking about the gore. I'm not talking about, you know, the other stuff. I'm just talking about stuff that makes me cry. I can't even bring the words out of my mouth. And that's not melodrama. That's true. The thing that is critical to me at this point, Doug, is look, I really believe we're in a short sigh of time. That's a sigh. And we know our end is coming, not on life. I don't want to mean we're dying. I'm just saying that the end of us is near. I'm sanctioned on YouTube, and so many search engines have blocked me, or you get a little thing. This site has a virus. Yeah. And they're calling me and you and other people. See, here's the thinking. We're the virus. They're the cure. New York Times op-ed states that Christians are responsible for this. It was the Chinese atheists that are responsible for this. Yet Christians are vilified. Christians are vilified. And if you don't stand up for your brethren, there'll be nobody to stand up for you, everyone. And Doug, in essence, every time you do a broadcast, you're standing in the gap. The gap, unfortunately, is not just the gap theory. It goes from here to here. There is a gap. It is to be filled with the brain that God created us. There is a cavity in our chest called a heart. The heart is where we believe. The brain is where God directs our step after we believe. That's why Solomon said, hey, God, I want you to increase my IQ another 500 points. And Solomon's prayer was fascinating as to his prayer at the beginning versus his prayer at the end of his life. He said, grant unto thy servant a hearing heart that I might discern this great a people. And Solomon was really wise there. You know, if one person is hard enough to give him counsel to, you know, what about 300,000 or however many, a million? But God granted Solomon wisdom unlike any man up to him and like no man after him. And so Solomon basically got in trouble when he let his hormones do the walking instead of being in prayer and do the talking to God, to the Lord. God said, don't multiply your horses and wives. And I used to say, I guess that's because they're both stubborn. I'm just kidding, ladies. Just kidding. Oh, boy. But the point is that we're now at a time inflection. And I would say this. We are at a critical inflection point. Doug, I bet if we queried, I'm talking 95% of the general population. Maybe I'm too generous there. Do you believe we're at war with China? They go, huh? No, seriously. It'd be like talking to cave people. Oh, What happens if cave people can carry on more intelligent conversation than the contemporary college graduate? Let me fill that. Go back there. I believe that everything you've known as education will not be in effect next year. I believe that you're going to see the universities change, all go online. You won't have a curriculum. What you will have is a presentation of a controlled narrative. And it will be linked and synced with some of the most sophisticated mind-altering beam weapons. And I'm not kidding when I say that. And it will literally take the heart of the people totally away from God if they aren't there already. For those of you who have high school students, you cannot turn them over to the mental slaughterhouses. You must consider this. Find other parents, hire a tutor, and a tutor of someone who is retired, who needs extra income, and, you know, whatever you're paying, if you're sending your kids to a private school or even a local school, pray, God, I want my kids out of there. God, my children are the heritage of the Lord. I told my granddaughter, she's 15 and she's really smart. And I said, look, I said, I And I said, go and look at the most promising career. She wants to go in film and TV. And, you know, I said, look at editing. I said, a basic editor is going to make 25 to 50 bucks an hour just chronicling shots, and everything's headed to the internet. Everything's headed to view on demand, obviously Netflix and all of the, you know, Apple TV and all the different subscription TV. Hollywood's dying in the realm they used to think. People just have basically said, you're irrelevant, and they become more irrelevant by the day. Again, go back to that 6-foot targeting situation. I came up with another term. The reason they want you 6 feet apart is in order that your signals can be differentiated instead of three phones and less than 6 feet trying to triangulate and having crosstalk or interference between the phones. So I said, what they really want to do, Doug, they want to track us, they want to whack us, that means kill us, and they want to stack us, that means in a mass grave. So when someone says, what do you think of social distancing? I say, well, simple. It's just track, whack, and stack. And someone said, well, that's not true because they're trying to keep us away from each other. I said, the average germ circumference is 21 feet. They're breaking human communication. They're breaking human intimacy. When I mean intimacy, I'm not just talking about sex. They're breaking friendship. You can't shake hands anymore. You know, you can't, I still fist bump under the right conditions, you know. Or what, elbow to elbow now, you know? But the point is there everything we've known as normal has changed. Isn't changing, has changed. And it just remains that it has to play out. And until it plays out, I'm afraid most people won't even acknowledge that it's in play.
Yeah, you make a good point there. It is playing out as we see it take place. You know, you and I are both proponents of solutions. We talk about the issues, and some people, when they hear us, I don't know what they hear, but they end up feeling very hopeless, and that's the opposite of what we're all about. There is hope. There's hope through our Lord and Savior, obviously. That's the only hope. But in a practical sense, Steve, for example, if you and I go out, or what would you say to people? For example, I tell my wife this too all the time. If you go out and if you are carrying a smartphone or a cell phone, put it in a blocked pocket kind of device. In other words, make sure it can't transmit, because turning it off doesn't help anymore, if you look at that. So that's one piece of advice, I believe. You know, leave it in the car, or, you know, put it in a blocked pocket, you know, one of the RFID blockers. Do you have anything else that you would say to people in addition?
Well, sure.
To
something? There's a statement, Doug, that says, forewarned is forearmed. Jesus said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't present it to them. So what are the first things? I'm asked this, and, you know, you probably heard me on Coast to Coast. I said, first of all, we've got to get it right with Jesus, because the events that are happening are biblical in scale, but God is the one who defined the scale at the beginning and will get us through. Second one is this. There is no place for assumption or presumption in the Word of God. None. Most people assume that because they go to church, they're protected. Wrong. Most people presume that God will you know, automatically deliver them. I love what a friend of mine, a native pastor in Tanzania, said. All God's asking any of us to do is to do our part. I'm not Doug Hagman. He's not me. That's probably a blessing to you, Doug. The bottom line is that we all have to do our part. And I got to be honest with you, Doug. When I wrote Jesus, the Premise, the Promise, I said, God, I need an acronym for hope. Because, God, I'm telling you, I don't see much hope in the world. And that's why the scripture immediately, set your affections on above, okay? Realize this isn't home base. This is the basically stage stop in life. And, again, our life is as a vapor of smoke. Poof! I mean, think back. I want everybody to think back 5 years. Even think back 5 months. Even think back 1 month. Here's the thing. When contemporary events turn so negative, there is no remembrance of the past. because all you can focus on is how do I keep my family alive? How do I keep us all alive? Where do I find food? It's that. So hope. And I want to tell you this. This is what the Lord gave me. I had never heard of this in my life. I've never said this in my life. And I was really telling God, I said, God, I mean, it's just like peace. When I wrote the book, Jesus, the Premise, the Promise, I basically said, Lord, I don't have that much hope. I said, what am I missing, God? I need a perspective on hope that no one's ever addressed before. And here's what he gave me. Because everything in that book are chapters on help, his everlasting power, meaning God, Jesus, his everlasting presence, his everlasting provision, his everlasting promise. So hope, this is what immediately, and I've never said this before, his, Jesus, overcoming power every day. Look, too many of us run on yesterday's memory or yesterday's prayer. Manna has to be fresh every day in order to be nutritional. And Doug, the practical things are, again, we do what we can do. We have all of the illustrations from scripture that are necessary and viable, and we need to apply that. We need to pray for God's wisdom. We need to pray and not assume, but start declaring God's wisdom. Lord, I believe your protection is around me because your word says it in Psalm 91. And here's a real important thing. Start confessing it out loud. Because you will get more when you confess the word of God out loud, because it goes into your ears too, than you will if you just read it. Because when you get it, Doug, you get it. And if you don't get it, you're in trouble. So the point is to give practical advice. And here's the best thing that I think, again, it's a little bit like, it's a colloquialism I developed, and I believe it makes more sense than anything, any time in history now. You want to be where everyone else isn't during a panic. You didn't want to be standing in line hoping you got your 80 rolls of toilet paper. Meanwhile, there's nothing to eat in the, the Costco cart, except maybe, you're going to make toilet paper sandwiches, or you're going to eat toilet paper with ketchup on it. And by the way, some of the foods that people eat, like ramen noodles and stuff, look at the nutritional value on them. It's nothing. It's filler. It's filler. It stops the stomach from growling. So here's the deal. With preparation brings peace of mind, but you can't get on your walk and follow forward if you can't get on your knees and ask for direction.
Wow.
Another statement. The other thing is completely ask God to show you who the right people are to bring into your life and who the wrong people are for him to take out of your life. That's another Pastor Langford statement. I've adopted that. It's more important for the wrong people to be taken out of your life than even the right people. The right people won't do you any harm. The wrong people will destroy you. So now that we've got the drop a dime darlings, 900 of them, telling on their neighbors, I'm telling you this, snitches and what do they call them, prison finks, they don't fare well. And when somebody tells on somebody else, I'm just going to say this, you better be prepared to die, because in prison, those guys don't live long. And since we're on planet Earth or prison planet, the deal is that here's the thing. Wouldn't you rather have that neighbor as a friend who might be able to help you than as, quote, somebody who you just want to tell on? And Doug, where this will come into full effect is when they put a bounty system on people. They'll put out an ABB or like an APB or like an Amber Alert, on the hell phones. And, on the lookout, call blah, blah, blah right away. This is, we become a nation of spies, and we become a nation of, how should I say this? We become a nation not only of spies, but surrender to the very spies, surrender to the social credit score. I remember being on your show years ago talking about that, and SCS, social credit scores, I said the reason all the technocrats went to China is because they didn't have any rules. They could develop their social credit score, all the surveillance, all of the artificial intelligence algorithms, programs, etc., and they could operate with immunity. And they could then bring it back to the United States piecemeal and we would already be in the process of being conquered during the time they were over there. And I maintain that's what's happened the last, let's say, 5 years. So they went over there to basically design it to work here. And here's a simple question. I say it to the Pentagon. I say it to the police. I say it to the intelligence agencies. Why, with the threats that can take you out in a heartbeat, 2 minutes off your Atlantic coast, people at Langley and other places, you won't see it coming because of the hypersonic nature of the weapons. I say it to all of those who are in the no such agency. That's the NSA. You won't see it coming. Why do you make the American people your enemy and not deal with the external enemies? There's only one answer. Because you believe that a global population has to be brought down to 500 million as the Georgia Guidestones. So, Doug, again, the thing I want to be solution-oriented is that if you can do what you can do, then you have every right to appropriate the promise of God that he will supply all of your needs by his riches in Christ Jesus and glory. That's either true or it's just BS.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the problem is, in my opinion, at the very core of Christians arguing over all this stuff is they just don't trust God and they don't take his word seriously.
You know, yeah, I agree with that. I got to tell you this, Steve. I was this weekend, I happened to catch, I don't even know what channel was on. I was taking a break. I was doing some channel surfing, and I hit the very beginning of the movie, the 1984 version, I think it was, Red Dawn. All right. So I'm watching that because I haven't seen that in a long time, and I really don't watch TV, but I figured I'm going to watch that. And obviously China was not a foe in that. China sat that one out theatrically, or, you know, in the theatrical version of that edition of Red Dawn. But my question is, how likely, Steve, do you see that taking place here? And it doesn't have to be in the short term. It doesn't have to be in a month. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter the timing. But how likely?
First of all, okay, I think it's very likely because, number one, the nature of the Antichrist is that he has to come to power on the heels of a world war. Number two, Henry Gruber and others, people who really walked with God, no matter how, listen, anybody who walks with God has to know that there's going to be two footprints that will not be his walking behind him. And that will be slander and it will be gossip, okay? Slander and gossip will walk behind. Because in anybody who delivers the word of the Lord, it's going to be met with unbelief and incredulous. It will be met with an incredulous response on the heart of the believer, or on the heart of the listener. And what did I say? Unbelief and, you know, mocking and scoffing. Because Paul says that they'll come scoffers and mockers. But here's the deal. The scripture will be fulfilled. I think that people can either deny it or they can receive. I just got an email from this guy named, I call him Scary Harry. I could say black. He would say blue. I block him. He comes up on another, you know, pop-up gopher, you know. You know, remember those games? You got to hit the gophers.
Whack-a-mole. Yeah.
Yeah, whack-a-mole. Well, this guy's got to be a cap whack-a-mole hybrid because he keeps coming out of his hole. But the thing is that somebody say, oh, he gets sidetracked so easy. No. People, I'm using that as an example, Doug. People don't believe it. When I'm telling you this. I said this on the Red Dawn scenario. I said when the Chinese paratroopers are in the skies dropping into the fields, people will run out with the idea that maybe they can get a quick job as a stand-in for, you know, a movie they think's being made. What movies do is tell you what's in the future, but they also disarm you mentally to always dismiss everything. Well, that's just a movie. That's just a fantasy. That's not real. I don't think that until there's a baptism of fire and baptism by fire that the Lord promises, I don't think people really believe the lateness of the hour. That guy, the whack-a-mole, doesn't, you know? And so the point being is that until it happens, people won't believe it. So a solution-oriented is really simple. You've got to get your heart right with Jesus because Jesus said, what is the profit of man to gain the world and lose his soul? Number two, you've got to get into the scripture to find out what's going to happen in the last days. Read Isaiah, read Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel, Zechariah, Zephaniah, Obadiah, Amos, Hosea, all of the majors and all the minor prophets. And then go and read Luke, 21, Mark, Matthew 24, the book of Revelation, and read it a couple times, because you know what? It says this is the book that if you'll read, there'll be a blessing. Well, I don't want that prophecy stuff. Well, then go get yourself a bunch of adult-shaped diapers, okay? Oh, that's very unkind. No, it's a reality check. It's a reality check. Doug, how many people prior to the quarantine ever thought they would be waiting in line, separated by 6 feet? How many restaurant owners ever thought their whole future has just gone down the drain? And when the restaurants open, guess what? If McDonald's and Wendy's and Arby's and every one of the fast food chains, I haven't heard anything about Burger King yet, but the point being is when they don't have burger, you don't get it. Well, then you'll probably get a McAir sandwich, or you'll get, as long as the buns hold out, or you'll get a King Air sandwich. Not like the airplane, but just, whatever the names of their, or you'll get a Square Air sandwich. It'll just be probably something that's ridiculous. And so the thing is that how many people eat at fast food restaurants is going to be so in everybody's face pretty soon. We've already had people shot at McDonald's because they couldn't sit in the roped off section. Can I tell you, honestly, I do not believe for 1 minute that this thing is going to stay together as it currently stands past October without having riots in different areas of the country, and it won't be across the country, because like South Dakota, that governor is, wow, do I respect her. And South Dakota had some of the least amount of, well, not even people, but it didn't have hardly any outbreaks. Even Montana, we're open for business now with the exception of a couple areas. But and interestingly enough, the areas that aren't open, Bozeman right now, and don't open until the end of the month are government places, like our courthouse and like the sheriff's department stuff. Interesting.
I
don't know what to make of
it. Well, yeah, now I want to add something here. Those states, like Washington State, for example, the phase two COVID-19 reopening requirement, Steve, and I know you had this on your website, they're requiring restaurant owners to compile a daily log of diners and maintain that log for 30 days. Name, address, contact information, meaning phone number or email and or email address. And people, not everyone, but many people are saying, okay, no problem. I mean, what in the hell is, I want to look at people and just say, what's wrong with you if you think that's okay? You're right. I can't see where this is going to – I agree with you. I'm surprised it's held together this long, without a shot being fired. I had a better opinion of some patriots, of course, even in Pennsylvania – we're seeing just this horrendous, tyrannical tin pot, the governor, things taking place where, hey, you're going to be punished if your county opens too soon or violates my edicts, meaning Governor Wolf's edicts. So, I agree. I didn't mean to take you off the path there, but.
But no, it's a good example, Doug. I believe states will go to war with states over water rights. I believe they have to get together. Like, for instance, Montana's a huge beef state. We produce a lot of livestock here and a lot of hogs too. And I believe like Idaho is the French fry capital of the world. So I can see interstate trade, French fries and potatoes for beef or whatever else. The big problem is going to come in water. Most people don't understand, Three Forks, Montana, which is I'm pointing out to the west when I'm pointing that direction, as I'm pointing west right now and looking west, that's where the mouth of the headwaters of the Missouri River start. That's where the Gallatin, Madison, and Jefferson River flow in. The Missouri River I don't even know how it got its name by that, but it flows, it starts in Montana. But what about everybody downriver? it will fight. The Missouri River is the, you know, what is it, second longest river in the United States, but the point being is that it flows downstream. So what happens when the states with more people start demanding more water from those who own the water rights, if you will? And it's going to be problematic for southern Utah. It's going to be incredibly problematic for Las Vegas. It's going to become more of a problem for Arizona and New Mexico. And New Mexico's got parts that are in just super drought. It's going to become a huge problem for areas in Texas. And I think it was T. Boone Pickens who, the billionaire who bought up all the underwater aquifer in Texas. He knew it was coming. But here is where we're at now. You can't figure it all out. Doug, I don't know, and I just don't know of an area that over 25 years on talk radio and then 10 years before that as a survival newsletter writer, I don't know what more we can say. And I'm going to do a show, just FYI, on Q-Files 2.0, and I'll tell you what's going on in outer space. I'll tell you what's going on. 90% of people won't believe it. They won't believe that there is a host of pre-invasionary vessels around our planet right now that are going into volcanoes, coming out of volcanoes, going into the water, coming out of the water, USOs, unidentified submerged objects. The amount of stuff that's going to be thrown at our heads and the data and the processing are going to be beyond most people's ability. So that's why we've got to stay grounded in the word. That's not like just a pat on the back stuff. I will be blunt. I believe every woman out there, and I've said this for 25 years, needs to get a handgun. You need to go to a shooting range. You need to get a handgun, and you need to practice with it. I believe that, unfortunately, you guys, the law of the jungle, women will be extra at risk. I don't think I need to state the obvious. I almost got in a gunfight in Montana one time, and Celeste's husband was present. So was Daryl. They saw it. This isn't a guy was going to steal a bride at the time he needed one when the end came. And he pulled out a set of handcuffs. I'd never known that before. I said, the very fact that you said that, I said, if I saw that, I would absolutely drop you in your tracks. It wasn't a threat. I'm not a tough guy. I don't pick fights. And he said, my gun's right here in my pocket. Or no, he had his gun. He was an ex-cop. He had it, and I think his, you know, whatever safety was off it, the holster safety. True story. And fortunately, I had told one of the people with me to go get my jacket because I kept a weapon in there. I said, gosh, it's cold in here. I reached into my pocket. The minute he said that, I said, the second, and I'm not trying to be the gunfighter, but I said, the second you would pull your gun on me in front of these witnesses, I said, there's two witnesses. They will testify that you drew first. That really happened. So I'm inviting every woman. I'm inviting every woman to literally, please, please go to a shooting range or find somebody that can teach you shooting and basically get a handgun if you can. Make sure you can hit with the target. Make sure you can aim at the target. And I have women that are absolutely terrified at first. Then they go and they say, I like this. And it gives a form of empowerment. I can tell you this. The outcome of you having a weapon to stop or interfere with someone coming at you to physically rape you or to kill you, choke you, stab you, whatever. The bottom line is the outcome of you having a weapon decides the outcome of that incident. And I couldn't be more specific than that. I don't mean to sound tacky, but listen, we are living in the tackiest of times.
It's no coincidence that gun sales have surged over the last couple of months, specifically over the last 60 days. And obviously, you know, in closing here, as we near the end of the program, I can't believe how quickly this has gone. But Steve, I got to tell you, you know, of that list you sent to me back in March, at the end, you said, you know, God is going to move upon his people. He's going to begin releasing miracles and visible manifestations of his grace and forgiveness, and will lead people to places of safety and refuge. The God-seeking, now these are your words, the God-seeking in those who believe in him, the elderly, the infirmed, the widowed, and the isolated will not be abandoned. The feeble and sick will be healed. His angels will literally manifest and fight for the redeemed as God's power is released without measure. So there, you know, there is hope there. It's hope through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There it is. And those are your words.
Yeah, and I can't say any different. Like I said, when I asked the Lord, give me an acronym, give me an understanding for the word hope. I meant this, you guys. I didn't understand. I thought hope was just kind of wishing things would work out. Now I know what the Bible says, okay, but it wasn't real to me until Jesus said his overcoming power every day. He said to me, my overcoming power every day. His, oh, overcoming power every day. That comes from a knowledge of authority, and it comes from a knowledge of power. You don't have to fear when you have the knowledge and power. And again, you know, the devil's had us on the run. I don't know when God reverses that, but I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. Doug, you know this. Wars aren't just won on a keyboard, you know. Everybody's got an opinion. But if there's no action, it's just like, you know, thank God for the people that listen to your broadcast and listen to my podcast. You know, when we put out a request for someone to help a widow or a vet or someone who's trying to live on $747 a month, and people rise up, and just so you know how the money's handled, it goes, I give the people the name of the person and the statement. Whenever I see the right heart attitude, there are certain words, and I'm not going to share them with you because I don't want people to say, oh, let's go hit quail for $1,000. By the way, there are people that do that, you know. So the thing is that when people hear those needs, they respond instantly. I get a plethora of emails saying, can you send me that person's name? Can you send me that person's name? And I just want to say bless you guys, because I declare over those of you who have taken that upon yourselves that God will deliver you in the day of trouble. The Bible says he who gives to the poor lends unto the Lord, and the Lord will repay. I don't understand all the dynamics. All I know is this. I do understand that we are now in uncharted waters. And oh, by the way, I remember telling people too, Doug, years ago, 10 years ago, I said, watch the coast. When you see sharks schooling by the thousands, and you know, and they've never been schooled, you know, by the thousands before, I'm talking thousands. I said, know that the quake is coming, because a shark has a lateral line system. Those of you who used to be divers, you remember you'd have bang sticks. That's like a Hawaiian sling with a shotgun detonated on the tip, you know, a barrel, and you'd hit the shark. You'd try to take out its lateral line system. Well, that lateral line system is picking up. It's a seismic sensor, and it's picking up the P waves, the pressure waves of even low rumbling earthquakes. And how sharks differentiate between a 5.6 and a 6.6 or whatever, I don't know. But all I can say, Doug, is that right now, so many things are lining up that we truly are going to see mind-boggling stuff. And so again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support financially in our legal battle. Thank you for the support you've given to us by prayer. And at the end of the day, we're alive. Doug, you can say it and I can say it. This isn't melodrama, contrary to every criticism of you or I and accusations. That the point is that at the end of the day, your prayers mean more to us than anything else. And as long as you keep the intercession up, I believe God will make a way. I'm working on a way in the background, and you'll find it interesting, and it will circumvent the internet, because the internet's going down.
Yeah. And at some point. And I know what Steve's talking about to some extent. I don't profess to know everything, but I will say this. He's brilliant. And I'm not saying that just because he's my friend, but some of the ideas he's got are going to be just absolutely implemented are going to be astounding. So with that, I want to urge everyone right now, folks, please do this. Steve's been kind enough with his time. I mean, you talk about a generous guy with his time. He's busy 2 days out. They're a couple of days out from the True Legends Conference. Please do me a favor. Go to gen6.com and please sign up for the live stream. Do it right now. You're out of time. And also, no better product for your money than qfiles.tv. Qfiles 2.0, qfiles.tv. So two things, gen6.com for the conference live stream and Qfiles TV for Steve Quayle 2.0. Steve, hey, I want to say thank you so much, man. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Doug. God bless everyone. Jesus loves you. Never let anybody steal that from you.
Amen for that. All right, folks. That'll do it. Out of time. Wow. How time does fly. I want to thank you, each and every one, for sticking with us. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your trust and belief in our platform. God bless.